This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
I'm Glenda Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Tammy Schrantz from Weatherford, Texas, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for September the 12th, episode 1517, brought to you by Omega Alpha Equine. Good morning, horse world.
Founded by Tootie Bland and her late husband, Stephen, Road to the Horse has grown beyond what they or anyone else involved in its humble beginnings could have ever dreamed. This unique competition brings together three of the world's top trainers and clinicians. For over 2 days, they will gentle a horse in adjacent round pens, while thousands of fans relish every moment. Combining education and entertainment, Road to the Horse is truly a one-of-a-kind event.
Come back for more on this road to the horse.
Well, hi, everybody. Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us today. As you know, there's no live feed all this week. We'll be back live on the 18th. But we do have new shows for you, and one of those new shows is today that we're putting out on the Horses in the Morning feed. And I am so excited to be back with my friend Tammy Schrantz. Hi, Tammy.
Hey, Glenn. It's great to be back. Thanks for having us.
Tammy's on the phone and not on Skype, sounding all terrific, because she lives in the middle of frickin' nowhere in Texas.
That's a disadvantage to country life. Nothing can order pizza. You can't get internet. There's just nothing here.
We can't get delivery of any kind, and I would kill to have order delivery pizza and Chinese.
Oh, that's what I was talking last night. Me and a friend who works for Road to the Horse were exhausted. We're sitting on the couch, and I said to her, what I wouldn't kill for a pizza. I didn't even want pizza. I just don't want to walk out my door.
Right, exactly. You know, we actually have settled for frozen pizza now because when you want pizza and you can't get it delivered and don't feel like driving an hour out and back, it's like, okay, yeah. Frozen pizza as it is. Yeah, that's... We're gonna
How do you eat your pizza, Glenn? Do you fold it in half, or do you pick the stuff off the top? Everyone's different.
Jennifer sort of picks off the top. I do not fold it in half. I eat it the straight up way.
The manly way?
Yes, I do.
I pick it off the top like a girl.
Well, Tammy is here. We're doing a special Road to the Horse episode today, and we're so excited because, as everybody probably knows by now, the year coming up at Road to the Horse is all the trainers are female this year. We have all the ladies doing the training this year and competing this year at Road to the Horse. And we have three of them coming up on the show today. We have Sarah Dawson, we have Rochelle Valentine, and Barbara Cox. We're going to meet all the competitors on the show today, learn a little bit about them, and really give you the first look at what the competition's going to be like March 23rd through the 26th at the Kentucky Horse Park. Well, Tammy, everybody knows by now that you are a member of the Road to the Horse team, and you do a lot of work with them. But before we get to Road to the Horse, we have to ask you, because everybody around here knows you, too, at Horse Radio Network. What have you been up to?
Oh, well, you know the horse I was talking about before, Glenn, that had cancer, and I removed that tumor from her foot?
Yes.
She is doing extremely well.
Yay!
So that's it's a good update with her. I can't ride her yet, but I'm just thinking about maybe doing some long line walking or some liberty stuff with her. But she is much improved and has been a little miracle pony. So I still don't know if I could ride her. She's still a little bit off, but she is happy and can go out in the big pasture and eat grass now. So she can be a horse, which has been a huge recovery from her foot surgery. So that's super cool news.
For those that didn't hear, this horse, I mean, you were 2 seconds from putting this horse down. I mean, it was bad.
Yeah, we put a, for everyone who knows about foot stuff, if you don't, it's the little triangle bone in the hoof, P3, but we took about a third of that out from cancer. So yeah, just being a miracle pony. And the foot is about halfway now, 3/4 the way regrown on the wall. And she's got a kind of an egg bar round shoe on instead of the big hospital plate stuff. But I did keep the hospital shoe as a memento for my journey. But yeah, all is well there. So that's great news in my world.
Good. Very good. And, I know you've been working hard at Road to the Horse. Did I see that you were just out at the Four Sixes Farm? Was that recent?
Yes. This is super good time to talk to us. We just got back from the Sixes Ranch. We went Thursday, Friday. And, Glenn, I think, don't quote me on the exact size, but Dr. Blodgett, who's the resident veterinarian, he said they had 200,000 acres there and they are about 1 million acres in 6 states in total that they manage. So isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
Pastures are like 10,000.
I saw acres. The pictures of you on top of a hill overlooking the vast nothingness for miles.
Vast nothingness. That's exactly what it was. But, and I was trying to get in the good spots for photos. And I had tall top, like, boots on up to my knee, leather boots, because I thought that was a good choice for rattlesnake country.
Yeah.
But I thought, if you're squatting behind a bush trying to get the great shot of the horses, what happens if a rattlesnake bit me in the butt? You know, would I survive? Gosh, God. So, that concerned me a little bit. I did, I scour the area wherever I was taking photos, but It was
phenomenal.
How'd
you even see the horses? They were way out there.
Well, you know what? I don't know if you've seen the video on Road to the Horse Facebook, but we had this super cool drone that was like a video camera on a remote control helicopter. That's the layman description. But this thing could go, it would fly until you didn't even see it anymore. And we could, it was like, the part from Man from Snowy River where they're like, the horses are coming. That's kind of like it was at the Ramita. You saw nothing for 10 minutes, and then the cowboys left, and then all of a sudden the drone would spot them, and then they'd come over the ridge. I mean, it was like Texas Man from Snowy River without the hill. But just to see them, the thing that stuck in my mind, we had a Road to the Horse staffer, Debbie Sullivan, come with us for the first time, and when she saw them running free in their herd, their immune and the cowboys, she's like, this is better than seeing them in the arena, seeing them where they should be in all in a big herd galloping across the prairie air. It's so romantic. You just got to kind of look at them for a while and you're so at awe at the beauty of the picture that you stop taking pictures. So it's always a treat for us. It's kind of like Christmas in our office when we all head up. And the awesome thing about this year is we had 2 Road to the Horse World Champion colts bringing the fresh Ramuda in, the coming Ramuda. So it was kind of like the old graduates go in and get the newbies. It was very awesome to see horses that have gone through the Road to the Horse program gather the next year's Ramuda.
And how old are the horses when they go in next to the ring next year?
They are 3, but Glenn, they're like the size of full-grown horses. These suckers are huge. So I guess they have a good program there.
At least good food, right?
Yeah, it's really green right now. But they are 3 years old, so they're 2 now. And when they come to Road to the Horse to be selected for the colt starting competition, they are actually 3-year-olds.
And the only thing they're handled on is to bring them in, they give them their shots or do whatever.
Yeah, they tend
right?
to them and care for them, but they're not like halter broke or super gentle or anything. So it's really important for us that the colts are uniform. They're all kept in the same. They're the same, type of horse. They're the same age. They're the same sex. They're the same handling in there. And that's what makes it so fair,
And even though they're out in big herds, they are, you do know their breeding and all of that is tracked. And
The Sixes have a really extensive branding program, and it's on their website at, the Four Sixes Ranch. But one of the brands, I think, is for the year, one's for the sire, and one's for the dam. And so they are very meticulously maintained and records are kept of everything there. So, yeah, I've got the papers on everybody. And
have the big ranches like that started microchipping?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, they're quite traditional, and they've always branded like that. So I'm not sure if they're microchip or not.
I was wondering about that because it's so becoming so popular everywhere else now. Soon, to travel anywhere, you're going to have microchipped. Interesting.
I think my dog's microchipped.
Yeah, our horses are. We did that. We actually got it from one of your sponsors, we bought it last year, and we had a microchip,
yep.
And they give you a big needle, and you said you could do it yourself, and Jennifer said, hell with that, I'm not sticking that needle in them.
I don't mind giving horses medications, but I don't know about a microchip.
Yeah, I mean, it's the needle, he's huge, and she said, I'm not doing that, and she gave the 1,000 shots, but we had the vet do it, because it just seems safer.
Yeah, that's kind of how I would feel about it.
But, cool. It's so good to talk to you again, Tammy. It's been a little while. And, of course, we are talking Road to the Horse today, and you cannot talk about Road to the Horse without talking about the founder of Road to the Horse, the chief boss. Does she have an official title? I just call her the big boss.
Yeah, that's that works.
That works?
She's actually owner-producer.
Okay.
But, yep. The creator.
That's right.
The magician.
She is the founder, and her name is Tootie Bland, and we're going to talk to her first today. Well, hi, Tootie. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Glenn.
Seems like we've been having these conversations for years now.
And many more to come.
Well, Tootie, it's so exciting. I'm sure you're in the same boat. I can't believe we're talking about it, and it's as close as it is already. Time does fly. We're March 23rd through the 26th. It's coming pretty quick.
It is, and I honestly can't wait for it to get here. It's going to be spectacular this year.
All the ladies this year. I think you're going to sell out a ticket sooner than you ever have, and you're going to have a ton of people listening and watching from home because it's just so exciting to have this particular competition. And I know a lot of people are probably asking you, what took you so long, Tootie? So I'm going to ask you the same thing. What took you so long?
Well, I don't know how to answer that. We started with Stacey Westfall. I guess I'll defend myself. We started with Stacey Westfall, in 2006. And I just felt like, you just have this wonderful feeling that the time is right. The stars are lined up. And that's kind of how I felt. I said, it's time for the women. Time for the women.
And the women have done pretty well over the years, too, haven't they?
Oh, they definitely have. I mean, we've proven the point, that there was questionable interest in the fact that, can a woman compete with a man? Well, the answer to that is yes. They just do it in a little different way, and the results are as good, better. Stacey Westfall's were the best. Sarah Winters, Abby Slam, they proved their merit right there on that floor. So, yeah, the answer is yes.
And then you had some women involved in the wild cards, too. So there's been a lot of women over the years, actually. It's just so exciting to see them competing, on their own this year against each other. I just think that I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's going to be great. And then we go beyond the arena, for us this year. This year, it's all about the cowgirl and the celebration of her. And we really define that cowgirl, not necessarily someone who has to throw a leg over a horse every day, but we define that cowgirl in a spiritual way. We're all a lot of cowgirls, whether we're at a desk or raising kids or riding horses every day. It's a spiritual thing, and we're in celebration of that this year.
Well, the first thing I noticed, and I haven't even talked to Tammy about this yet, the first thing I noticed is all the swag, the t-shirts and everything else, are geared toward the cowgirl this year.
Definitely. Fuchsia or pink is the color.
I see a few roses in there, too. And
cool.
It's very colorful, actually. It's cool.
Yeah, it's exciting, and it's fun to work with those elements. We've had a great time. We've designed some really fun things, and what we're looking forward to the event, is taking that into the event. Now, we got some things for you guys, too. We haven't forgot you by any means.
I don't have to wear pink.
We're not excluding you.
Huh? I don't have to wear pink then. I'm happy to hear that, by the way.
Well, I didn't exactly say that.
Okay. Got it. Well, now
we might have a little bourbon for you.
Oh, that'll be good too. That'll work. Hey, I asked for some questions from the listeners and I got a couple here, and one of them was, and I got this a couple times, one of them was, how do you pick the competitors, especially this year, because there's so many cowgirls that could do this and probably want to do it. But so how do you choose? What goes into that?
Well, that process for any event, you know, competitors, whether they're women or men, that process starts a couple of years in advance. And we look for several elements, I think, really. We look for the well-known clinician, you know, to come back or defend his title. We look for someone out there, you know, that is showing a great amount of horsemanship and really has a great messaging, you know, for us. And then we look also at combinations of those people, you know, who is suited to be in the arena together, you know, and whether or not they've earned their way there. And the choice ultimately ends up being mine. And sometimes I take, you know, full responsibility for not being able to have some people during an event, you know, but we'll get to them, you know, at another time. But, there's always a plan, Glenn.
So, is there good? Now, I also know I've seen some of the announcements about the other acts, because Road to the Horse, you know, people don't realize that, yeah, you're training horses for an hour and a half each day, but there's other stuff. There's entertainment going on all day long. And I noticed a lot of that's geared toward the cowgirl this year, too.
Oh, yeah. You know, we're celebrating her. Definitely on all across all mediums that we can. And I think the entertainment will be great. The openings are going to be geared toward that, and they're going to be spectacular. But we also have some wonderful things. Cowgirls are interested as well as cowboys, you know, and dogs. And you know, most of the time, wherever you see a horse, you see someone has a dog as well. So we've got this guy, I mean, that is great on working cow dogs or sheep dogs. And so we've got a little bit of everything this year, and I love it. I think it's going to be fun.
Tootie, you're wrong about that. Most horse people have about 5 dogs.
I know. That's true.
I don't think we know. Most of us don't have just one. So yeah, I'm excited. Now, men are allowed in the audience, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We love our cowboys. We always checking. Love our cowboys.
Just checking, because, you know, that would be that'd be tough if you weren't allowing us to come in and watch the cowgirls do their thing.
No, we have all kinds of things. We have T-shirts and logos for them as well, and we've got a lot of parties and celebrations planned this year that we're hoping the general public will come we're going to look at the Remuda again, we did last year.
I was going to ask you that, because Thursday, the event starts Friday. It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But Thursday last year, you had it open to the public for free. They could come in and just, you had the activities going on. You had the Remuda out, which, by the way, for those people who ride English, means the pack of horses. So I didn't know what a Remuda was when I first started doing this with you, by the way. So I just have to clarify that.
Okay.
It's because I felt dumb. Now, are you going to do that again? You're going to try and get the community involved that way?
Well, I actually think Road to the Horse now is a 4-day event. To be honest with you, yeah, on Thursday, we're going to have a full day of activities. And we're in the works right now of having a great party at the end of that day. So you're going to see clinics, you're going to see drill team competition. We're going to meet the Remuda once again up close and personal. And hopefully we're talking about having a big barn celebration party. And that includes our 4-legged friends and all our 2-legged friends. So
we've
got
cool.
A full day on Thursday.
Sounds great. Tammy,
so
Tammy, are you're totally ready to go? You could start tomorrow?
Great things take time, Glenn. I'll be using every minute I have until the event, but we're always run ahead, so we're in good shape.
Yeah, you know, these things just, they do take so much time to put together. You know, people don't realize how much time it takes to put an event with this many working parts, and you don't realize how many working parts there are until you see it. All the people involved, all the volunteers involved, all the paid people involved, it just is a lot of people.
It's a lot of people, it's a lot of time, but you know what? We're the luckiest people on the planet, and I know Tammy will agree. We're both a little tired this morning. It's Monday morning, but who doesn't have the best job in the world that we get up on Thursday, you know, early in the morning, go out to the sixes. The day is beautiful. It's like 84 degrees. They've had the most rain in that they've ever had at that ranch, and it's lush and it's gorgeous. And then over the top of the hill comes these magnificent horses. And we spend the whole day. We did that for 2 days. We have a big party that night. Next day we get up. We drive to, where'd we go, Tammy? Up past Dallas. We get to do some work up there, look at some clinicians and so forth, and celebrities to invite to Road to the Horse and come home and call it, you know, 3 or 4
Wait
days
a minute.
Of work.
Let me back up a little there, Tootie. So you're telling me you and Tammy, the two cowgirls, were having a party with a whole bunch of cowboys from the 4-6s and you're tired this morning? I don't know why that would be. It doesn't make any sense at all.
It's a tough celebrate. Job, Glenn.
Yeah, I know. You guys have a tough job. All right. Where can people can buy tickets now, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Lots of people have bought tickets. So I do encourage you to buy your ticket early, you know, because the caller's name fills up faster than you think it does.
Oh, and this year especially. It's, you know, this year especially. And you know what? This may, if you're thinking about doing this for a Christmas gift, buy your tickets now and, you know, have them just in case they even sell out before that. So get your tickets now if you're thinking about it for a Christmas gift. And what a better Christmas gift to give your loved one than this. And, you know, if you're listening, and I know there's a lot of horse husbands out there, this is a great gift to give to your wife and their friends to go. You don't have to go along if you don't want to, but they would appreciate this. This will be a gift that they really appreciate at Christmas time.
Yeah, and I think it's a gift that keeps on giving, because once you've been to Road to the Horse, you take home with you all kinds of knowledge, goodies, and so forth, you know. So I think it's an everlasting gift.
Thank you, Tootie. We'll talk to you again before the big day.
We will, Glenn, and thank you so much, and I appreciate it. And we're going to bring you a show this year, Glenn, that's going to blow your socks off.
Well, right after this word from our sponsor, we have one of your first competitors coming up. Sarah Dawson's going to join us.
Omega Alpha Pharmaceuticals creates only natural health products. Their scientists, guided by Dr. Gordon Chang, formulate a wide variety of mainly herbal health products to address many equine health problems. And I have on the line here Kyle Carter, who is an international eventer and well-known throughout the eventing world, who uses Omega Alpha products.
Kyle, I understand that you started using Omega Alpha about a year ago.
Yeah, I've been using it for about a year and have noticed a remarkable difference in the horses that have been on it, and then if they come off of it, the horse's health always has been better on it. It's one of the few supplement companies that I wholeheartedly believe in.
Well, thank you, Kyle. You know, Omega Alpha brings consumers the perfect marriage of nature and science. Look for all of their products at retailers nationwide or visit their website at omegaalpha.ca. That's omegaalpha.ca.
Welcome back to the Road to the Horse Show. And we have, you guys might know her as Sarah Winters, but now it's Sarah Dawson. So, hi, Sarah.
Hi, thanks for having me today.
So tell us about the name change before we get started. Everyone knows that you got married, so tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it was about a year and a half ago now. I just got married, and it's going great so far. I married another horse trainer, and he trains rain cow horses as well. So it keeps us busy, but we get to spend all day together, so that's nice.
Well, that's either nice or not, depending, Sarah. It depends how.
Yes.
Yeah. expensive.
Well, right now it's very nice.
Oh, good. Yeah, you're still in your honeymoon phase. Now,
exactly.
I got to tell you, I have 30 years working with my wife at home for most part of that, and it's worked out. But you know, a lot of people can't do that. But you know what? You probably have your alone time too.
We got a really big arena.
Yeah. Now, let's just say that Sarah also is daughter of Richard Winters, who has competed several times here at Road to the Horse. Now, have you ever done a competition like this before?
Well, you know, I actually did Road to the Horse about, was it in 2013, I think?
Yeah, it was 13, yep.
Yeah, but other than that, no, I haven't done any other clip starting competitions per se.
Do you know your pen wrangle yet, Sarah?
No, we are actually waiting for our show schedule to come out and kind of see who's tied up and who's not. So it's kind of up in the air at the moment.
Now, you were your dad's wrangler last year, right?
I was, yes.
And he's saying, no way in hell I'm doing that for you, or...
No, he would definitely do it for me.
Okay,
if
just
I
checking.
Him to, and it looks like we're probably going to be going in that direction, but we'll know for sure in the next month or so.
That's kind of a good pen wrangler to have. I mean,
I would say so.
Yeah. But you guys have a lot going on right now before you hit Road to the Horse. And tell us about what's happening next week.
We have a show for our 3-year-olds coming up to Snafflebit Futurity, and we've been kind of working for the last 18 months. With the select group of 3-year-olds, and so they go off to their big debut show then. So that's kind of where a lot of our focus is right now. But we got some good ones for this year, so we're pretty excited about it.
Tell us about for those that have no idea what a Snafflebit Futurity is, what is a Snafflebit Futurity, and how important is it in your show season?
Well, for us, it's a show that we take all of our 3-year-olds. And it's for the Reign Cowhorse Association. So those horses, they're kind of triathletes, per se, and they have to perform in 3 events. The herd work, or what the person might recognize as cutting, the rein work, and then kind of our specialty event, which would be down the fence, which is kind of a fast-paced cow work type deal. And this particular show... The winner gets $100,000, and they pay all the finalists pretty good down the line. And so it's a pretty big one for us and for our owners, who have kind of stuck with us through these last 18 months with their horses and kind of trusted them into our care. So we're excited to head out. And this year is the last year. It's going to be in Reno, Nevada. After that, it's going to be moving to Fort Worth, Texas, which will be right next door to us, and so that'll be nice.
So this is kind of like your Kentucky Derby. You got the 3-year-olds, big dollars, so it is kind of like a Kentucky Derby in your world.
It really is, yeah. Yes, it is. Kind of like the Super Bowl of the cow horse.
Very cool.
And the thing, Sarah, I see your husband, Chris, competes in the Open as well, and you compete in the Open. So is there any kind of competitive, I beat you, you beat me, or is it just go team?
You know, it's pretty much just go team. I mean, we're both each other's biggest support system, and it's really nice being able to work with each other every day, because it's hard to beat having a knowledgeable set of eyes on you. I mean, it's hard to get better when you're out there riding by yourself every day. But when you surround yourself with people who are better than you, you just rise to meet that level.
So coming up to Road to the Horse, Celebration of the Cowgirl, tell us a little bit about your first... Did you always know you would grow up and be a horse trainer, especially in the Winters family? Or was that something... Was there anything else that you wanted to do?
You know, there really wasn't. I never really wanted to be in anything else. I grew up around horses, and that was pretty much always my focus. Once I got into high school, I went on independent studies to where I was able to focus more of my time and attention to the horses, and I did a lot of traveling with my dad to different clinics and horse expos and stuff like that. So, yeah, for me, the path was always pretty clear. I always knew it would would do something involving horses, and it kind of led into what it has led into today, and I love it.
Now, you're returning. Are you the only one that has competed before? Is that right, Tammy? But has Barbara competed before?
No, okay. Barbara's husband has competed, Chris Cox.
Right.
We have never seen her in the round pen, so that's a first.
And then, of course, Rochelle hasn't competed before either. So, Sarah, you're it. You're the lone veteran here. Yeah. So do you feel like you have an advantage, one, having, you know, helped your dad about 85 times, and then being in there competing yourself? Do you have an advantage going in or not?
You know, I would say that the... The colt pretty much levels out the field.
Horses do that, don't they?
No, I mean, I don't think it's an advantage necessarily having competed there before. It's very helpful to have gone to the event and seen the format and how it's run. But even if you haven't been a competitor going into it, they're going to watch DVDs from the past years, and they're going to know kind of the format that it follows. And so just being familiar with that going into the event, which you can do without having competed. I mean, you never really know what's going to happen when you step into that round pen, and it can go really good one time and not so good the next time. So no, I don't think necessarily competing in it before gives any sort of advantage, in my opinion.
And time management is the biggest thing, right? I mean, it is all about, you have an hour and a half each day, which is a very limited amount of time, and then you have to take breaks in there and everything. And of course, one of the competitors got caught on time management last year. So, you know, that has to be the thing that you're constantly, if you're planning for anything, it's time management, right?
Yeah, that's definitely true, and knowing how much your colt is able to handle within that time, and it's like, you got to push him because there's a whole lot of meal you're needing him to eat in a very short amount of time, and so it's impossible to do it without pushing your colt to a certain extent, but you got to know what the limit is for that particular horse, and I think that's the difficult part, to know how far to push him without pushing him over the edge. Type deal.
Right.
So when you pick out a colt or the Remuda to try and find that colt, they could take a little bit of pressure and still, you know, be confident and go through the event and be a great partner. Are you looking for that when you pick out your colt from the Remuda?
Oh, geez. I don't, it would be really interesting to see what would happen if they just made everyone draw for their colt, because I mean, it still comes down to how well you handle that colt throughout the deal, you know? And so and you never really know when you pick them. It's like, you can kind of tell maybe how they might be when they're interacting with the other horses in the herd, but you never really know till you get them alone and in that round pen, mm-hmm. which is you and them. And so it's a gamble either way. I'll go and watch them and kind of make my best educated guess, but
educated guess
in my cult picking skills, that's for sure. You just kinda gotta go start what you get, basically.
Yep.
Well, you know, it is interesting, too, because we talk about time management, we talk about picking the right one, and I'm kind of with you. I don't know that you can really tell a whole lot when they're in a group. You can kind of tell mannerisms and things like that, but when you, it's just
you really
like
don't want the one charging all the others.
Yeah, but it's just like
that.
A first date. You know, sometimes they seem so nice, and then by the end of the first date, you don't ever want to see them again. So, you know, it's kind of like that, right? Oh, they looked all pretty, and they were so kind at the beginning, and then like, oh man, by the end of the first date, you're crawling out the bathroom window. So, you know, and there has been cases like that with the colts we've seen over the years, where you can tell the trainer's doing his best, but yet at some point, if he had a choice, he'd been crawling out the bathroom window.
exactly. So,
well, Sarah, we wish you the best of luck. It's been so much fun getting to know you over the years and having you on the show, talking about your dad and everything. And now we get to talk about you next year.
Yeah, well, I'm excited to be a part of it. And especially with it kind of being all about the cowgirl this year, it's kind of a unique twist on it. But
But yeah, I'm very, very excited to be a part of it this year.
Dawson, performancehorses.com is where you can find you and your husband. And best of luck at the Futurity next month. We hope that it goes well for you and bring home $100,000.
We'll see what we can do. Thanks very much.
Horse people know that they can count on Ovation's value, quality, and style when it comes to hard-wearing schooling attire, affordable show gear for horse and rider, or top-of-the-line equipment for riders at every level. From breeches to bridle work, saddles to stock ties, helmets to half-chaps, Ovation is the premier brand of riding apparel and equipment for you and your horse in the United States, outfitting riders at every level from head to toe. Ask for Ovation brand riding helmets, breeches, and footwear at your local tack store, or go online to ovationriding.com and see the fantastic variety of quality, fashion-forward, affordable products from Ovation. ovationriding.com.
Next on the show, we have a Road to the Horse rookie. Someone we've never seen before, but you may have seen Sean Patrick. He was a Florida wild card who came to Road to the Horse for a couple of years. We've now got at our Celebration of the Cowgirl in 2017, his associate trainer, Rochelle Valentine. So welcome to the show, Rochelle.
Thanks for having me on the show. Nice to see you again, Tammy.
You're welcome. So, first Road to the Horse ever. Have you seen it before?
I have seen the DVDs. I've not ever been there in person, though, unfortunately.
has no idea what 8,000 people in a stadium really sounds like.
12,000, right?
With cell phones.
Exactly.
Judging and critiquing your every move, I'm sure.
Absolutely. And you work with Sean Patrick. So tell us a little bit about your job there with Sean, because everyone's pretty familiar with wildcard Sean Patrick.
Yeah, I started working for Sean January of this year. We moved out, my husband and I and my little boy moved out to Deltona back in October. And so I got this job pretty quick after moving out here. And it's been wonderful. We have about 15 horses in the barn. I ride most of them daily, and Sean rides the rest of them, and he takes me to clinics, and we work with like lesson people, and we're just having a blast.
Don't
a
let her
starting.
Wait a minute.
I'm sorry.
Don't let her kid you, Tammy. They live by the beach. They live by Daytona Beach. They live by New
Smyrna. Nice, beach arena.
Yeah,
beach
it's
arena.
It's like 10 Some minutes from New Smyrna Beach, which is one of the nicest beaches. You drive right on. So I'm picturing that she works, maybe rides one or two horses in the morning, and then 3 or 4 hours on the beach, come home, ride another horse, and is calling
it a day.
I would
just take them to the beach.
I'm going to be honest with you, Glenn. I've only been to the beach 3 times in my entire life. Once
really?
On my honeymoon in Mexico, and twice here in Florida. That's it. And I lived in California for 8 months.
I got to call Sean. He's working you way too
hard.
Kind of
embarrassing.
Yeah, I got to talk to that boy.
But yeah, now that I have a 3-year-old, we've been going to the beach. We went to the beach a couple times this year. So it's been fun.
Oh. So your background with horses is really focused on National Reining Horse Association horses. Is that right?
It is. I got my start with Clinton Anderson. I actually was watching a DVD series that he put out on leads and lead changes because I couldn't get my horse to pick up a lead. And I saw that he took apprentices in the DVD. And so I called him up and
you were like, sign me up.
I was like, sign me up. So he told me to send in a video. And so I took a video, had my mom take a video of me riding my horse. And he said, come back when you have a car and a driver's license. So I got my start with him. And then I went on to work for his best friend, and I lived at Clinton's facility in Bell Center, Ohio, when he lived there for 2 years. And then Dion Locke, which was my boss at the time, him and I and his wife and children moved out to Oklahoma when Clinton moved to Stephenville, Texas. So I just kind of moved around with them, and I worked for Dion for 5 years training reining horses. So that's where I learned my
And you jumped there with the colt?
Yeah, I started all the colts, and I would take them through their 2-year-old year, teaching them all the maneuvers and getting them ready for the show pen. So it was a lot of fun.
That's a brave job for a cowgirl.
I was going to say.
I'll just be honest, because I wouldn't want to ride
him. An awesome job. It doesn't get a whole lot better than that. And I've worked in some really great facilities. The place I work at right now at Pioneer Trail Reserve is really awesome. It's typically about 96 degrees here in the summer, but mm-hmm. it's about 10 degrees cooler under this covered indoor arena. So it's really awesome.
And Tammy, one of the things we learned about visiting New Smyrna Beach, we go down for like a week every year, is it's always windy down there. So you guys do have a breeze. No?
It's wonderful. It's not too windy. In Oklahoma, I lived there for 2 years as well.
That's really windy. Seriously, like tragically windy.
Oh, it's
that's
horrible.
Scary windy.
Well, and it blows sand in your eyes constantly. So you have to wear glasses. You cannot go out there without wearing glasses. Otherwise, you have to locate your eyes closed. But it's not bad here. There's enough wind that it keeps you cool a little bit, but it doesn't really get stagnant. It's just nice. I love it.
Did you see any tornadoes in Oklahoma? I'm petrified of tornadoes.
Yeah, we had to get underground twice when I was there, and I was there for 2 years, so not a whole lot.
She went from tornadoes to alligators.
Exactly. I'll take that
poison.
Any day. Stay away from the ponds.
Yeah, I bet.
The alligators typically stay in the ponds. The tornadoes come to get you.
Yes, that's scary. I couldn't do that. I'd be looking up at the sky constantly.
Now, you didn't...
the weather channel.
Now,
we had a wildfire there, and it burned down our entire ranch. So that
oh,
was
wow.
scary. We had to haul all of our horses to a coliseum with 500 stalls. All of us did. So, all the neighboring ranches as well.
Oh, well, you've been through some stuff then.
Week.
And you're married. Is your husband, Josh, a horse trainer, too?
No, actually, he's only been on a horse once in his life.
My kind of guy.
Smart man.
Yeah, my kind of guy.
He's more into coding and computer work. He's really smart, and he's very supportive.
See, you married the right guy. That's the business to be in right now. Does he have a hobby, too? Or, you know, we talk about this with horse husbands. Horse women always encourage them to have a hobby, so they're not the ones spending the most money.
He does have some hobbies. He loves to get together with friends and play games and just have a good time hanging out with his friends. So, and football. Those are his hobbies.
Got it.
Yeah, I think every guy's into football.
Yeah, maybe. That's true.
So what kind of preparations? Will you practice for Road to the Horse as you get closer here? Will you?
Absolutely. Yes. Actually, John's in Canada at the moment. He's actually going to be home soon. He was at a week-long clinic, and I stayed home because I had to ride the horses. We have a horse show coming up this weekend, so they had to be ridden. And he'll be home shortly.
Sean's pretty much an expert for Road to the Horse. He's been there a couple of times as a wild card. What has he told you or any kind of hints that he's given you in order to succeed at Road to the Horse? What was his advice?
In order to succeed, I think timing is going to be key with Road to the Horse. Timing is going to be really mm-hmm. crucial. I mean, if you spend too much time on one exercise, you're going to leave out all the other ones. If you don't spend enough time on each individual exercise, then your horse is going to have a lot of holes and you're going to end up getting mm-hmm. hurt, or your horse mm-hmm. is just not going to be prepared for the obstacle course that's going to be coming up. So it's pretty mm-hmm. important to touch on everything, but don't dwell on it so long you miss out on other important things. But in order to prepare for this, we are actually going to be setting up an obstacle course in the big indoor arena here as soon as he gets back from Canada. And then we'll be taking in outside horses and basically taking them through the Road to the Horse program. We'll take them for 3 days, take them from unsaddled to through an obstacle course in the 3-day period, and just pretend that we're at Road to the Horse, and to make sure we get our timing down so that when we step into the pen, it's, you know, like we've been there and done that. It's not a big deal anymore.
Well, now you said you have a 3-year-old. Is it boy or girl?
A little boy. His name is Coda.
Is Coda into horses, or is he more into computers with dad?
No, he's going to be into horses, just like mom, I think. I've had him out here to ride little Taco, Maddie's little pony, and he had a lot of fun. He didn't want to get off, so I think he's going to be hooked pretty quick.
Cool. Well, very good. Well, it's been so nice to meet you, and to tell the boss we said hello.
I sure will.
And we will we'll be talking to you again before Road to the Horse. We'll be catching up with you periodically as we go through time here. And I might even see you because we get over to New Smyrna Beach every once in a while and try and stop by and visit Sean. So we'll hopefully meet you even before then.
Okay, that sounds great. Thank you so much for having me on the show, Glenn.
And you can find her on Facebook. We'll put a link in the show notes. It's Rochelle Valentine, and you can look her up there. And also, I'll put a link on the show notes so you can see what's going on and follow her progress leading up to Road to the Horse 2017.
Hi, Fiona Crawford here, and I'm an official Horse Radio Network auditor. I'm a horse photographer based in the UK, and when I'm editing my images, I listen to the vast selection of great programmes provided by the Horse Radio Network. Both informative and really entertaining, I think it's worth a few dollars or pounds of anyone's money. Just go to horseradionetwork.com and click on the banner, and for as little as a dollar a month, you too can become an official Horse Radio Network auditor.
We're back talking about Road to the Horse 2017. And when you say Road to the Horse, everyone knows our four-time undefeated world champion, Chris Cox, clinician, horseman, father, husband. But behind every great man is a great woman, Glenn.
That's right.
Got to put that in.
That's right. It's true.
And
too.
We are chatting with our 2017 competitor and wife, horsewoman, mother, Barbara Cox. So it's great to have you on the show for the first time.
Yes, well, thanks for having me.
The colt starting, we've got to ask. Tell us a little bit about what you're thinking coming in as a... Your husband's definitely not a rookie to Road to the Horse, but it's your first time.
Yes, that's correct. I am really looking forward to it. I'm very excited. Having been down there on the floor, on the arena floor last year, was definitely a whole nother experience. So it was pretty exciting. It definitely lit that fire and the excitement there and the desire. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm pretty excited.
And we've got to ask the obvious. You're Chris Cox, your husband, legend at Road to the Horse. So do you feel like there's a little bit of pressure coming into 2017? I mean, that's crazy. I mean, he's got the game worked out.
Yes. Yeah, no, there's definitely some pressure there. I think that my expectations of, you know, what my capabilities are probably going to be more pressure than just, you know, upholding to, you know, his you know, he's his own person and he's, you know, accomplished so much. But yeah, I think, you know, I'm definitely my own person. So I'm looking forward to, getting out there and he's definitely a great coach. So I'm pretty thankful about that.
You know, being a horse husband, though, I can tell you he's going to be more nervous. He's competed here, you know, and won many times, but he's going to be more nervous watching you than he ever was for himself.
I think so. I think he will be more nervous, and I've been doing a lot of practice, and I make sure he's present, and he, you know, he's definitely a great coach, but he's like, oh yeah, you're fine, you know, it's you know, work on this or that. He's definitely is bringing me along in stages. I've been kind of behind in the colt starting game. So he's not probably trying to put too much pressure on me, but he's just unbelievable at harnessing each person's individual talents. And so he's not trying to put too much pressure on me, but yes, he's probably going to be more nervous than, you know,
than you.
He's going to want to say something, and he knows I like give him that eye, and I'm like, nope. Let me keep going about what I need to do here.
That
my job. Let me
spirit,
do my job.
That eye.
Exactly.
Yeah. Everyone knows the eye.
That's
But
right.
You have, I mean, you've got an extensive horse history. This is not your first rodeo. You did rodeo when you were younger. You show in the Rain Cow Horse Association. So the horses are not new to you.
Correct. Yes. I was blessed and fortunate enough to be able to start riding at a young age, and my mom was very good at having us do things correctly and having, you know, a soft feel. And so, you know, I was definitely fortunate enough to get started at a young age and just turned absolutely horse crazy from, you know, about 4 to 5 years old. All I wanted to do was look at horses and see a horse, draw a horse, and talk about horses. So they've definitely been ingrained in my life.
And talking about horse crazy, I've been over to the ranch to visit a couple of times and take photos and stuff like that. But your children, horse crazy. Tell us about that.
Yes. That is, it's unbelievable watching. Charlie definitely has the bug. She's obsessed, you know, and Case loves it equally as well. But he has the passion for it in a different way, like a practical, a usable, you know, like if there's a job to do, he's totally crazy about it. So it's interesting to see that, you know, the differences in, you know, if we're just going to go ride in the arena, he doesn't see purpose to that. But if there's something, you know, if we're going to be moving cows, he's the first one to get his horse out. So it's interesting to see the differences between the two. But I see so many similarities with Charlie in that I did the same things, you know, how, you know, I would sit there and dream about him and just, yeah. So it's pretty amazing to see, you know, how special the horse is and how it touches our lives.
Mm-hmm. And how old are your kids?
Charlie is 7.5. She's going to be 8 soon. And then Case is 6.5. He's going to be, he's going to be 7 next year. So they grow up so fast.
Jeez. And I got to tell you, Glenn, I went to take some photos over at the ranch, and I forgot to bring a pair of scissors in case they needed something. And Case was like, I said, do you mind getting me some scissors? He's like, no, ma'am, I've got a knife. And he's the cutest little cowboy with a buckle on and a little hat on. And he's like, yes, ma'am, and pulled out his knife from his belt. I mean, how cowboy is that, Glenn? I mean, talk about melt your heart.
Oh, my gosh. I'll tell you, that knife on his belt has saved my bacon more than once. So.
Oh, really?
He might need to be your pen wrangler.
I know. Hey, I've been telling them they can be my assistant, but they have to start practicing, and they keep failing because whenever I need something, they're out.
They're gone. Yeah.
And they come back and they go, oh, what? Well, what happened? Oh, did you get bucked off again? And the things they say, I'll tell you, they're so honest in their truth. Sometimes you're just like, oh my gosh, is that what you see happen?
Now, have they been to watch the last? Have they been watched Dad compete?
Oh yeah, they have. They watched him in 2015, and they got a pretty good joy out of it. And we've watched the video during a few of the clinics, and they sit there and watch the whole series front to back, like very interesting, like they've never seen it before. So they're quite
biggest fans.
They play a game. They say, let's go play Road to the Horse. This is how much it's impacted their lives.
Wow.
So they play a game where one of them's the colt, and then, you know, they do Case of all the announcing. He pretends he's the announcer. It's really funny.
That's funny.
It is funny.
That's brother and sister.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. Yes, exactly. So it's pretty fun to watch. They pick out who they're going to be that day, which clinician. So it's really fun to watch.
That's going to be entertaining.
Yes.
I'm going to be mommy.
Oh, goodness.
Well, we are looking forward to we're going to be chatting with you more as time goes on, but I know you guys have a lot of stuff going on before Road to the Horse. You have all kinds of clinics all over the place, and where can people find those?
Yes, if they can go to the website, it's chris-cox.com. We keep the schedule updated on there, and then if they want to follow us on Facebook, we're pretty religious about posting things daily and where we're going to be going, so they can follow us on there as well.
And I'm telling you, Tammy, they're all over the place, and they have California, Michigan, Ohio.
I actually love following them on Facebook.
Texas, all over the place. Very cool. Well, what's the website?
The website is www.chris-cox.com.
Chris-cox.com. Somebody else had chriscox.com?
I think so.
Yeah, must have. Geez, what kind of what kind of imposter is that?
You don't even want to know.
I was going to look it up, but now I don't think I will.
Don't look it up.
Okay.
Same thing.
Yeah, all right, I'm not looking it up. I'll take your hint.
Don't do it.
Thank you so much, Barbara. We'll see. We'll talk to you in
great
a little bit.
Great to have you on. You're welcome. It's my pleasure.
Well, that was fun getting to meet all the ladies who are competing next year at Road to the Horse, all the cowgirls, and we're going to be talking to them more and more as time goes on here. You'll get to know them a little bit better. And where can people get tickets, Tammy?
They can get tickets on the website. That is www.roadtothehorse.com, and you just click on tickets, and then you can kind of pick where in the arena you want to see it. And there's really no bad seat, Glenn. I mean, the round pens get switched every day, and the entertainment always takes up the entire arena. So I really, can't advise you on which places to sit.
Actually, there is no bad seats in that arena. There really is not.
No, it's a fabulous arena.
There's
it
no
really is.
Pillars blocking your way or any of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Some arenas, you're sitting there and you went, I just paid $300 for this ticket, and I can't see anything, but that's not the case here.
Yeah, no, it's good, and the obstacle course on Sunday takes up the whole arena. So, any seat's a good seat at Roadwood Horse.
That's true, and, they've got the parking figured out there now. They expanded the parking by double last year, and mm-hmm. really was a lot easier, and everything just, flowed so much better. The park has been working on a lot of things. The horse park has been working on a lot of things with traffic management. Even with all that traffic, we were out of there in 5 minutes, so it was a lot of fun, and it was,
You can say that, Glenn, not me. I was probably there till, I didn't have any problem with the traffic
I
leaving.
Was gone. I can leave earlier than you. That's one of the nice parts about my job.
And you get more shopping time. Last year, well, this year, I keep wanting to say last year because it seems like last year.
It does.
I mean, I didn't have any time to shop, which is probably a good thing because the year before, my credit card, I would walk around checking on everybody and I'd be like, oh my gosh, look at that. Oh, can you hold that? And I'll send somebody back with my credit card. That's what I did all the year.
There was a lot
shopping
of shopping going on last year. There were a lot of people with bags.
I bought boots and saddle blanket, and I bought some rope tack. Sometimes it's hard to find good rope tack,
There's everything there, whether everybody, actually. And it, there was a nice variety, too. It wasn't all tack. It was tack and housewares and just everything.
Bring your husband's credit card and your empty suitcase.
Yeah, so take a look. Take a look at the website right now. Get your tickets ordered. You still have time to do your hotel and stuff.
But you want to do that early, Glenn, because there's some other big events happening that weekend. So be sure and go to
Road
to the Horse.
Okay.
Click on event. Yes, click on event. Click on hotels and book now so you are not out in the dark.
Very good. Well, we will be back. Thank you, Tammy, for doing this, by the way. We really appreciate it. And we'll be talking again as time goes on here. And of course, as I said earlier in the show, we are on vacation right now. Jennifer and I are probably in the mountains of Colorado at this point. We will have a new show for you again tomorrow, though, out on the feed, just not live. And that is our endurance episode with Karen Chatton, where we're hopefully, keep your fingers crossed, going to be talking to the winners of the Mongol Derby, which we try and do every year. There were three winners came across at the same time this year. We're hoping to meet one or more of them. So tune in tomorrow to the endurance episode, and then we have more fun shows planned for you the rest of the week. Thanks, everybody. Take care. We'll talk to you again live on the 18th.